This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. The contempt vote happening now for Eric Holder, and President Obama gets involved.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I think the ball's in their court. They rejected what I thought was an extraordinary offer on our part. They have, I guess, until they decide, they have the ability to change their minds.
At least in a preliminary evaluation, we discover that the president, well after February 4th, has said that, in fact, he has not discussed this and was not made aware of it. Additionally, the attorney general has repeatedly given us testimony showing that he did not speak to the president about this.
Did you yourself not inform anyone in the White House about Operation Fast and Furious?
I'm sure there was contact between staff and the Justice Department, probably, and the appropriate people in the White House about Fast and Furious. I don't remember myself ever sharing that information.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, indeed, this is breaking news, and welcome to the broadcast. I'm in the studios here at our media center. In fact, our good friend Gene Kapp is in here with me for the first segment of the broadcast. Gene and I have been working this morning on our statements regarding this rather unusual request by the Department of Justice for an executive privilege, which I understand the president has now signed. We're trying to verify that right now regarding the documents with Fast and Furious. What's interesting here, and I think what is so significant, folks, is that the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, has said the White House has no involvement in the process. Gene, looking at this from, let's look at it from a media standpoint. That's your expertise here. They are in a mess, the Department of Justice. This is a self-created constitutional crisis. You got Daryl Issa saying, right now, I'm moving forward with those contempt proceedings, which he is. And now you got the White House involved. So now we have a national story.
Jay, we have a national story, but we also have a constitutional showdown, as you continue to point out, with the House poised and moving forward with the contempt of Congress vote. Now you have the White House stepping forward at the 11th hour, trying to execute this executive privilege, saying that Holder is protected and from testifying or from providing any additional information.
You know what's so interesting here, folks? They're relying on the case of United States versus Nixon. That's President Nixon. But that only recognized a limited qualified executive privilege. It's a presumption of a privilege is established requiring the prosecutor, that would be Daryl Issa's office, the Congress, to make a sufficient showing that the presidential material is essential to justice of the case. That's the only way that the president can keep that material away from Congress. Now, here's what is so bizarre about that. They've made a statement from the outset of this that there's no White House involvement. And now there is? The United States versus Nixon cases arrive and derive out of Watergate, the cover-up. This is looking a lot like a major cover-up. I'm not saying it's Watergate. I'm saying it is something not right here.
The Attorney General is supposed to be the chief law enforcement officer of the country, respecting the rule of law, respecting the U.S. Constitution. But, Jay, when you look at this in totality and exactly what's happening at this hour, it is more political than ever.
It's absolutely more political than ever, folks. Here's what we're doing very directly. Jordan and Fan are on the Hill. They're going to be coming in here in just a few moments in the next segment of broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. This is a huge, huge and stunning development. Julian Epstein and I were on yesterday on Megyn Kelly's program. We said, both of us agreed, now they're not going to put executive privilege here. That would bring the White House into it. And lo and behold, they have asserted, the White House is now, it's official, asserted executive privilege on Fast and Furious documents.
JR, our call to action on this is very simple today. You believe it's time for Eric Holder to go.
He's got to go. They've got to move forward with this contempt to order, which they are doing right now with the House of Representatives, and then the full House needs to vote on it. This is absurd. Now we're going to have court litigation over this. Folks, this is where you come in. This is where you get involved. It's very, very important for you to speak out. We are making it very direct. It's going to the House leadership. It is time for the Attorney General of the United States to step aside. You add your name to that petition. We've just started it, folks. This is the moment. We've now got a huge showdown at the executive branch of government, the presidency, the Justice Department, and Congress. Call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. I am going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast again this afternoon. You go to your phones right now and you have your voice heard. It's time for the Attorney General to resign, to step aside. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
It has been months of stonewalling. Attorney General Eric Holder has failed to provide Congress with critical information about what he knew concerning a botched gun running program called Operation Fast and Furious, which resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. The Justice Department has even provided false and misleading information to Congress. The Attorney General won't provide the truth. And now the White House is weighing in, making an astonishing claim that Holder is protected by executive privilege. Enough is enough. It's finally time to make a change. It's time the Attorney General step down. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition calling for Eric Holder to be removed from office. The nation deserves a chief law enforcement officer who's dedicated to upholding the rule of law and the Constitution, not playing politics. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
All right, folks, welcome back to Jay Seculo Live. The committee is going on right now. The congressmen are making their statements about Fast and Furious. In fact, I just want you to understand, folks, that my dad is actually joining us now. Again, he's back in the studio with us. We are watching this very carefully. We've got statements from members of Congress. I wanted to play something very important right now, which goes back to Eric Holder before the committee. When asked directly by Congressman Smith about the White House involvement, because the White House has stepped into it today, and President Obama has stepped into it based on this letter from the Deputy Attorney General, this is Eric Holder in June 8th. Take a listen, Byte 18.
When was anyone in the White House first informed about the tactics that were used under Operation Fast and Furious?
I don't know.
Did you yourself not inform anyone in the White House about Operation Fast and Furious?
I'm sure there was contact between staff and the Justice Department, probably, and the appropriate people in the White House about Fast and Furious. I don't remember myself ever sharing that information.
Folks, again, my dad's joining us right now on the phone. And, Dad, you hear from then, and then now you've got the president willing to exert his executive privilege, very generally, by the way, and not specifically. And Chairman Eisenstadt has pointed this out, is you haven't told us what documents you've exerted this privilege over. And that's what the Supreme Court has said in the Nixon gate. You can't just generally assert executive privilege whenever you want.
The executive privilege, first of all, is a limited privilege. And I had to step out of the studio. Obviously, I was able to get into the first segment of the broadcast, but this is breaking all over. I'm going to be, by the way, on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast this afternoon and Megyn Kelly's television at around 2:30 Eastern time. But you're right. It has to be specific. It's limited. But the White House was supposed to not have much involvement. In fact, the Attorney General said he never briefed anybody. Maybe some of his staff did. And now all of a sudden, you've got this executive privilege assertion. Let me tell you what this is. There is a smoking gun. And the smoking gun is probably some very poorly drafted statements coming out of the White House, including how to position this in the press. And that's going to be embarrassing to the White House. We now have, here in the heat of the summer, a full-blown constitutional crisis going into general election. So this is huge. The ramifications are significant. We're looking at all of the legal issues as we speak. This is a big development, and it's going to create a lot of problems for the White House.
Let me ask you this. Judge Napolitano, Dad, has already said that you've got this situation involving that when you have executive privilege, it's got to relate directly to the president himself when Right. It's asserted like this, that means conversations with the president, which,
Correct.
Again, would imply that there is some record of that, that there is some record of those conversations in full, and that the president was directly involved himself.
That's correct. And what exactly he said or did not say, we don't know. But I would suspect that what we're going to see right now is some court action. I think you're going to see real challenges on this. We're looking at those options right now. This is a full-blown constitutional crisis. But let me tell you what needs to happen today, and that is the Attorney General of the United States needs to resign. It's that clear. He needs to step aside and resign. Enough already. This is embarrassing to the country. It's a tremendous coster of time and money, and they just need to come clean. We've got a dead Border Patrol agent, and they can't explain. They created this mess, Jordan, by lying to Congress, submitting false information to Congress. That's where this started.
You know, folks, if you want to join the petition now that goes to President Obama, Attorney General Holder says, step aside, Attorney General Holder. You know, he has allowed this to become, whether or not it was him, but he has become the cover-up artist for the administration, and now the president gets involved. What is out there that they are so scared of, that they would go so far as to exert executive privilege? I mean, Nixon was being impeached. His staff was going to jail, and he was using everything possible to exert executive privilege. When you're talking about conversations directly with the president, people, they exert executive privilege. Decision-making, staff who are directly briefing the president of the United States on national security matters. But what they have said, Dad, the Supreme Court has made clear, is that criminal matters that don't involve the military, that don't involve national security, just because it's a conversation with the president or his executive staff doesn't mean that you can just delete that from the history books in the courts.
That's exactly correct. And what's going to happen now is there will be litigation over this. The consent proceedings move forward, and there'll be litigation over this privilege, and it will go forward while there's a general election campaign going on. This is a historic time, so we'll keep everybody posted. I'm getting ready for these other interviews, sure. Jordan. I know you got a lot of calls there to take, but this is historic, no doubt, and the ACLJ front and center on it.
You know what, folks, I want you to call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. That's it. We're calling for Eric Holder to resign now. Enough is enough. The lies, the misinformation, the February 4th letter that gets withdrawn in December, you know, 10 months later, the fact that the president now is coming in to cover up for Eric Holder, or Eric Holder is covering up for the president because of some maybe poorly worded discussions going on. That's what you have to imagine about how we handle this in the media, even though someone has been killed. But the truth is, you fire staff that did the wrong thing. They wouldn't be in this spot if they just told the truth and got rid of the people who did what they're obviously trying to cover up. I mean, that's the thing here. They're willing to go this far for people who made statements or did things that don't look good politically for them. They're willing to be in contempt of Congress. They're willing to exert executive privilege over Fast and Furious. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. We are calling for the resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder, and we want you to call and take that stand with us, 877-989-2255. And my dad, who's just joined us, will be on with Megyn Kelly talking about this on television in the afternoon, and he'll also be on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast. A lot of media on this. We are, getting up to speed fully on executive privilege, how it relates to this issue with the Department of Justice. Is different than in the past. I mean, usually executive privilege relates to White House discussions with the President of the United States, the Nixon tapes, the being able to, obviously, if you're a White House advisor, you should be able to go into the office of the president, meet with the president, and give him advice and have frank discussions without worrying that every bit of that will become public knowledge in a matter. You can be able to talk about options, speak in a very frank way. But, and of course, if you're a foreign diplomat, if you represent another government. But on general matters that either don't directly involve the president, or if they do, but are not about, you know, national security structures and instead are about covering things up, folks, that's not covered by executive privilege. You can't just assert it whenever you want. But the president is willing to go that far on this issue. I want you to understand that. The president willing to go to bat now for Eric Holder. And as Judge Napolitano said on Fox News this morning, I want you to listen to this, Bite 12.
If the attorney general sat down and discussed it with the president, he probably doesn't want the Congress and the public to know that, because we know of the awful events that occurred as a result of the Fast and Furious escapade.
Yeah. So again, folks, and remember, Eric Holder said he didn't have those discussions. I mean, Sam Bennett, ACLJ director of government affairs, this just keeps getting more and more not just unbelievable, but you have every commentator, no one thought the president would do this, that the president would really be willing to go this far before an election to save an attorney general that he could just get rid of. Yeah. I mean, he's the president. He could say, you're out. And this issue, by the way, doesn't dog him anymore. The questions go to Eric Holder, and Eric Holder would be gone. Something is there, Than, as to where you obviously saw, what it was just something I felt the whole time. Eric Holder was doing this for someone else. He was taking the heat to protect someone, and maybe that's the president of the United States.
Sure looks that way, Jordan. I mean, this is the worst-case scenario for the White House, because there's really only two scenarios left, and both of which are really terribly alarming. I mean, on the one hand, since the attorney general and the president have both claimed that these conversations didn't take place, there's only two possibilities. Either one, the attorney general has been repeatedly and specifically lying to Congress about having not talked to the president about this, and that goes down the perjury track, Jordan. That's the first scenario. Or the other scenario is we have the president asserting executive privilege without having been involved in the process. So he would be claiming this privilege even though he doesn't have personal knowledge of the situation. Either of those scenarios is just absolutely terrible for the White House. And I have to tell you, it is time for this attorney general to go. That may be the only way that this White House is going to be able to get past this scandal in any time. It's just time for that to happen. Otherwise, the White House is going to just dig this hole even deeper.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to wonder here why, again, the White House would go this far. The Deputy Attorney General of the United States has written in this letter that they have, that the president's exerted this executive privilege. Now, we can discuss that. That is not as easy. It's not a shut door situation, no slam dunk for the White House on that. In fact, you've got to specifically say what is covered by executive privilege. Chairman Issa has said that repeatedly today. You can't just broadly assert this. Tell us what you're exerting executive privilege over. We'll consider that. And then what about everything else? Why can't we get everything else? It's going to make it that much more complicated for the Department of Justice and the White House. But we are going to do something today that's different. Enough is enough, I think, when it comes to this issue. Eric Holder's either been protecting the president and the White House staff or protecting his own people. The information, the misinformation, the lies to Congress. Call for his resignation today. 877-989-2255. Will you stand with us? We need your support. Call 877-989-2255. Now, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We get back from the break, so hang on the line. But call now, 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It has been months of stonewalling. Attorney General Eric Holder has failed to provide Congress with critical information about what he knew concerning a botched gun-running program called Operation Fast and Furious, which resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. The Justice Department has even provided false and misleading information to Congress. The Attorney General won't provide the truth. And now the White House is weighing in, making an astonishing claim that Holder is protected by executive privilege. Enough is enough. It's finally time to make a change. It's time the Attorney General step down. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition calling for Eric Holder to be removed from office. The nation deserves a chief law enforcement officer who's dedicated to upholding the rule of law and the Constitution, not playing politics. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. The breaking news is that the White House now, the President of the United States, has exerted executive privilege. That's what the Deputy Attorney General has told Chairman Issa. They did that meeting last night. Remember, that was at 5 o'clock, and we thought there'd be a compromise there. Why would the Attorney General waste his time and Chairman Issa's time the day before a contempt vote? They know that the documents they want are the post-February 4th documents. When the Department of Justice decided, they sent that letter in and then figured out after that letter that things had gone wrong, that things had gone bad, that this was the information was incorrect. So they knew what they wanted specifically and gave him nothing. And so the contempt vote was going to move forward. It's moving forward as we speak right now. You can watch it if you do have C-SPAN 3. If not, the committee is streaming it live on their website, Fast and Furious Investigation. com, so you can see that. The statements are being made now. But the White House has now exerted, the president, let me make that clear, the president has exerted executive privilege over this, protecting Eric Holder. Now, if that was the case the whole time, if you thought this was national security implications, diplomatic implications, the Supreme Court's been pretty clear, not absolutely clear, but fairly clear on, yeah, you can assert executive privilege. You don't wait until the day before a contempt vote, though. I mean, this is really reeks of a smoking gun situation that goes maybe higher than the Attorney General himself, because this obviously involves the president. I mean, in the past, executive privilege is because of discussions with the president. Now, here's an interesting point. Here's Senator Barack Obama on executive privilege when it came to Karl Rove. Take a listen.
Do you favor executive privilege, or should Karl Rove and others in that like position be forced to testify before the House or Senate?
Well, I think we'll determine over the next several weeks how this administration responds to the very appropriate call by Patrick Leahy, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, to have these individuals come in and testify. There's been a tendency on the part of this administration to try to hide behind executive privilege every time there's something a little shaky that's taking place. And I think, the administration would be best served by coming clean on this. There doesn't seem to be any national security issues involved with the U.S. attorney question. There doesn't seem to be any justification for not offering up some clear, plausible rationale for why these U.S. attorneys were targeted when, by all assessments, they were doing an outstanding job. I think the American people deserve to know what was going on there.
All right, folks. Now, I want you to understand there, that is Senator Obama saying he's against executive privilege when it comes to a senior White House advisor. Karl Rove became deputy chief of staff, but was like the David Axelrod, basically, of the White House at the time, the chief advisor to the president, discussions directly with the president of the United States, and saying, when my job as an advisor to the president is to give him frank information, right, on issues and staff, so you exert executive privilege. We were told the White House had nothing to do with this, really, that the only time the White House got brought in was when the scandal kind of broke, and of course they can watch TV. Obviously everybody there knows what's going on. So of course the Department of Justice, they're the same administration, is going to have conversations with them. But at the same time, if they're willing to exert executive privilege over the documents there, documents we're talking about here, not testimony. He's testified. Remember, Eric Holder's testified. This is about documents, hard documents, emails, communications. What's there that the president is so afraid of, and the White House is so afraid of? It's one thing when you're talking about advisors to the president not testifying before Congress, but they're already testifying. They're fine with talking about it. They don't want the documents out. Call now. We've had enough. You know, you hear from Senator Obama at the time, now president, he was against this when it came to Karl Rove. But, of course, when it's his people, he'll assert it generally and broadly, even when someone is dead. A little bit different than people getting fired. And, by the way, the president and the administration can fire whoever they want. President Obama should have fired Eric Holder, and no one would have been questioning him. But instead, he's kept him around. It's time for Eric Holder to resign. Get out of the way. Stop this. It's not right what's happened, and we need to take a stand. We want to hear from you. We are calling for his resignation. We're putting into a petition. We've not done that before directly. This has been it. You know, he had until today. Just like Congress, we gave him until today. Enough is enough. Call now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, let's take some phone calls.
Jordan, a lot of them coming in. Let's get to Irene calling from New York on line one. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. Already the liberal press is defending Obama, saying that President Bush authorized six of these executive privileges. I mean, this is – so you've got to go on those MSNBC stations and explain to the people, because we can't lose this election, Mitt Romney. And they've been all saying, well, Mitt Romney's still going to lose. I mean, it's going to hurt the Republican Party for November 6th. I think it's just the opposite. 4.5 months out, this type of Watergate thing – for Obama, plus the leaks, Stuxnet and Flame, and they won't use an independent investigator. This is bad news, but you got to keep it up. You got to keep this up. And please explain the difference between President Bush's six of them. That's what they're counting this on MSNBC and CNN. You've got to go. I mean, this has got to be explained.
Well, I mean, the first thing is no one got killed. So there's no Brian Terry situation in the Bush situation. Second, they involve White House staff. Direct communications with your senior advisors and the President of the United States. Third, no one ever said at the time that they didn't have those discussions with the President or the White House, that they don't know. The Attorney General didn't know. This is about documents, not testimony. That's a big difference, Irene. So this is about the fact, obviously, the Attorney General and other Department of Justice officials have testified. They've done depositions, basically. They've done interviews with the committee staff here, the government, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. So it's not about the oral communication. This is about the hard evidence, the documents, the emails, the thousands of pages. That's what we're talking about here. The left can scream about this all they want. It's a totally different situation. This is not just about advisors to the president. And there's some reason why this president is willing to go to bat for this attorney general like this. I don't know in history. I mean, that's what I would bring up as well. Why is he willing to go this far for him? Maybe his friend, but your friend can resign, you know, but you have a discussion, private one, say, too much. This is just too much heat on everybody. But that's not the case here. Well, guess what? We're going to call for his resignation. We want you to call for it as well. Will you do that? Will you call for Eric Holder to resign now? Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Sign the petition now. Hang on the line. We will take your phone calls. We've got Congressman Louie Gohmert coming up on the Jordan Sekulow Show. If you don't get the show, you can listen live online at aclj.org. We're also on Family Talk on SiriusXM. So we're coming up live. We've got Congressman Louie Gohmert joining us. And you hang on the line. We can take your phone calls as well. But we want you to take a stand here. Call on Eric Holder to resign. The AG needs to step aside. This is ridiculous. This is wrong. And the White House has ratcheted up. We'll have a lot more. But add on Fox this afternoon. I'll be on Fox tomorrow. Hannity Radio as well. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. Call it now. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.